This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Voting early used to mean arriving at the polls the moment they opened on Election Day. This year, it can mean casting a ballot days or even weeks ahead of time. A record number of Americans, maybe more than 20% in some states, are expected to cast their votes via absentee ballot. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates talked to people who like this idea and people who don't. Here's Karen.
Absentee voting has become a tradition for Al and Marilyn Hudson of Los Angeles. Al's a retired banker and says that when they were younger, going to the neighborhood polling place was civic and social.
People we used to know that were always on the polling place, they're no longer there, and so they're a whole different bunch of people, younger people and everything, and we don't know them, and it's just not the same. It used to be kind of a social thing. Not anymore, though.
His wife, Marilyn, doesn't drive and has been voting in absentia for years.
I'm on the list as a permanent absentee. How I got on that list, I don't know, but I am, so they automatically send me an absentee ballot every year.
So, primed with a lot of election research, Marilyn and Al Hudson vote from home. In fact, a lot more Americans are voting without going to the polls. Brian Lundy is founder of HelpingAmericaVote.org, a business that helps corporations across America give employees nonpartisan information on early voting options in their respective states. Lundy says thanks to technology and recent legislation allowing more people to vote as absentees, there are a lot more options if voters can just learn what they are.
There's really an information gap between these changes that have been made and people knowing about it.
HelpingAmericaVote.org aims to close that gap by getting information on what's now called no-excuse absentee ballots to corporate employees with one click of the mouse. But not everyone is thrilled about that. Curtis Gans is director of the nonpartisan Committee for the Study of the American Electorate. His group has been analyzing voter turnout for almost three decades, and Gans says absentee ballots are a problem.
And we found that in every election, both in presidential elections and midterm elections, the states with no excuse absentee do worse. In years of increase, their increases are lesser, and years of decreases, their decreases are greater.
That, says Gans, might be because some people order the forms and don't fill them out. Others fill them out, but don't mail them. The end result is a fair number of people who don't go to the polls and ultimately don't vote. There are other drawbacks with absentee ballots. Bruce Ackerman, a professor of law and political science at Yale's law school, can think of some, like corruption.
Before we had the secret ballot in the 1880s and 1890s, voting in this country was tremendously corrupt.
Election reforms resulting in secret ballots initially depressed the vote. But ultimately, Ackerman says, blind balloting resulted in a higher turnout. Absentee ballots are de facto less secret. They go through more hands, so the potential for tampering rises. Reason two, with more absentee votes, the specter of a prolonged ballot count looms large. Bruce Ackerman.
The chances of there not being a winner on Election Day is greatly increased the more paper ballots there are in the system. Listen, I was Al Gore's representative in before the Florida legislature. I certainly don't want this to happen again.
But with an election as close as the Bush-Kerry contest, it could. Then there's the opportunity to change one's mind. Early voting, Curtis Gans says, removes that option so that if last-minute news that could change voters' minds occurs, it's too late for part of the electorate.
Suppose this Thursday or Friday, the Bush administration is lucky enough to capture Osama bin Laden. We're likely to have 30 million people who have already voted who won't have that information, and we have probably a million people who voted before the first debate.
In a case like that, both Gans and Ackerman say, early voters have disenfranchised themselves. And this year, one of those voters is named Curtis Gans.
I indeed this year voted absentee because I have a reason, because I'll be working here on Election Day.
Which just goes to show you, you can't fight convenience. Brian Lundy says Election Day as we know it has probably changed forever thanks to absentee ballots.
Election Day has just become the last day to vote. It's not the only day anymore. We are going to move to an easier, more convenient voting system in the country, and hopefully that will increase participation.
Well, as long as they remember to fill out those absentee ballots and mail them. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.